This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, the fight over biofuels in Washington continues, with policymakers debating renewable fuel standards and support for ethanol and biodiesel. U.S. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins addressed the issue Monday night at the Ag Leaders Dinner in Ankeny, emphasizing the Trump administration's commitment to rural economies and sustainable energy. She acknowledged the challenges facing the biofuel sector while reaffirming its role in reducing carbon emissions and supporting American agriculture. We'll hear her remarks about the subject next.
The Iowa Soybean Association celebrates National Soy Foods Month this April. Did you know foods containing soy protein provide 9 essential amino acids and reduce the risk for heart disease? Foods made from soybeans such as edamame, tofu, and soy milk are packed with fiber, iron, and zinc. Create a healthy lifestyle while supporting Iowa farmers by consuming more soy-based foods. Learn more about the nutritional benefits of soy by visiting iasoybeans.com. Brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the Soybean Checkoff.
Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins noted that in Iowa, biofuels are always part of the conversation, recognizing their vital role in the state's economy, and she expressed gratitude to the Elite Octane team in Atlantic for hosting her earlier in the day, and thanked the producers and industry workers who helped drive the success of homegrown fuels.
Can't come to Iowa, the state that, as already has been mentioned, leads the nation in both fuel, ethanol, and biodiesel production capacity, and not talk about how important all of you are that are in that field in lowering the cost of gas when we fill up our pump and making sure that we have food security, which is national security to the world, and ensuring that we continue to make it as strong as we possibly can. We stopped this morning at the incredible Elite Octane to see it firsthand. And listen, Nick Bowdish, I want to thank you and the entire team at Elite Octane for giving us such a great firsthand view and obviously supporting this incredible organization. So thank you for that. And also everyone in this room who has some piece of the effort to ensure that those biofuels, that the ethanol continues to build. We've got E15, we've got a lot of things we've got to do, but know that you have such a strong advocate, not only in my little perch over at USDA, but also at the White House with President Donald Trump.
Collins highlighted the announcement they made earlier in the day for the Higher Blends Infrastructure Investment Program.
Today, as mentioned, I was so happy to announce when we were at Elite Octane that we have officially released the funding for the Higher Blends Infrastructure Investment Program. Again, y'all already did a real nice clap on that. But y'all, that's $537 million in new investments for upgrades at 543 gas stations across our country. That's a game changer. I mean, the continuing effort to expand these opportunities are so important. These projects will provide the crucial and critical infrastructure needed to support the increased capacity for higher biofuel blends, allowing our gas stations to add pumps and storage tanks for E15 and E85.
Rollins emphasized that Iowa is a big part of President Trump's plan for American energy independence.
President Trump has promised to unleash American energy, and biofuels are a crucial piece of the puzzle for lowering gas prices. As we implement the policies needed to regain American energy dominance, we will continue to look to your beautiful state as an example of that incredible success.
More comments available at iowaagnet.com. I'm Dustin Huffman.